my guest today is Mel Harris. We're going to talk about Queen of Knives and also King of Knives. Mel, thanks for stopping by. I had an opportunity to talk to you and Gene earlier, and I have been looking at the reviews of Queen of Knives, and you guys are doing really well. You got to feel really good, don't you?
We do feel really good about it. You know, it's a wonderful group, and the project we all love and care about. And it does feel good.
So let's take us a little bit without getting away, because people need to go back and watch King of Knives as well. How that started to now some of the storyline in Queen of Knives.
But they could be watched independently, either one first.
Right. That's great. And so just tell us the premise basically of both of the shows, basically kind of really delves into specifically midlife crisis and stuff with one of the main characters, Gene, right?
Yes. Gene Polk, who plays Frank Bonetto, we watch him go through his midlife crisis, certainly starting in King of Knives, and how that affects the family and what that means. And the family's been through some tragedy, so it's tough. But when we meet them in the room, as to Kathy and Frank, Kathy is my character. We are getting a divorce after many, many years. Should have, would have, why didn't I? And all four of us are on journeys. They're very different and separate journeys, but yet we're still at the core family. I mean, even when we're divorced, Frank will be the father of my children, and I still love him today and wish him all the well. I does not mean I understand his journey or what the heck he's for sure. But to me, Queen of Knives is this lovely, entertaining film that'll make you cry and laugh and question why people are doing what they're doing, what paths they're taking. And I think that's wonderful. Hopefully it entertains people. That's what I do.
You know, Mel, what's really interesting is specifically enough those stories, because people are changing. People that when we first meet in a relationship kind of grow apart because they have different lives, different dreams than when they were in their 20s or 30s when they got married.
Absolutely. Even if you haven't gotten married, how you change, like, just between your 20s and your 30s, throw a couple of kids in there. It's a totally different ballgame. And if, you know, and some relationships are great. They can deal with it. They can make the flex. I think it takes a lot of communication and a lot of care and love and those things to make those transitions and go on those paths. And I don't think it's easy at all for anybody.
It isn't. And I think nowadays, because we're going to be living a lot longer, or at least be more productive a lot longer based on circumstance or whatever, that the 50s or today's 30s. And so many people are reinventing themselves, looking at different options. People aren't staying at their jobs for 30 years anymore. It's really changed. And that probably changes relationships, because people are saying, hey, you know what, when I was in my 20s, I really had no thoughts, no ideas as a mom, or let's say a dad. And, you know, you had kids and you're like, okay, now I really want to live life. And that's where the discovery comes. It used to be just midlife crisis for men. It's for both men and women now.
I think that's true. And it's also, you know, we do use the term midlife crisis. I like to think of it as midlife discovery, and where that new discovery takes each person, but it may not be on the same path together anymore, whereas I think it was. And I think children do that too. People get together, they want to have children. Children are an amazing cementing bond with a partner. And you know, the journeys change, the desires change, the growth of a human being changes. And that's what you see when you watch Queen of Knives. You see us changing right in front of your eyes. You see our paths.
Your character changes even more, right? Without giving all of it away, but a little bit about your character.
Yeah, more. I don't know if I would use the word more, but she definitely changes. I think she's living out and doing some of the things that she would have liked to have done in the relationship, but it didn't work out. That wasn't the kind of relationship that she and Frank had. And it's interesting to see her journey, because I don't think she knows. There's some things I think she knows, excuse me, that she'd like to do, but then there are other lovely surprises, which is one of my favorite parts. by surprise. Which is nice.
Exactly. And, you know, going out and talking to your fans about this and stuff like that, it's like love bringing the fans into a specific two movies, you know, to kind of really delve into who you are as a character, as people have followed you throughout your career, right? You love having those fans, don't you?
Absolutely. I have the nicest fans. I like to say that because it's true that on my social media and just over the years. But now on social media, you actually get to talk to your fans and you even make relationships and friendships with some of them. I mean, it's really, really interesting to me. The whole, it's one of the nice dynamics of social media. I realize it's not all roses and lollipops, but and fans are, you know, fans are really interesting things because you stay with the people and they, you know, I still get recognized every day from a show I did many, many years ago, 30 something. And it's, as yesterday, I was at the Home Depot shopping for some stuff I'm doing at my house and a woman there came up and recognized me. I just get blown away by that. But it's about how you touch people in their lives by what you do and what it means to them and that they come with you. And now social media enhances that in good and bad ways, but it's been mostly good ways.
And the community grows from that. Like, think about it, you know, because of the Facebook group communities and fan pages and opportunities that, and, you know, going and doing Comic Cons for autograph sessions, and you really get to interact with your fans. Been back when you started, that really wasn't the case like it is now.
No, I would say we were probably more private about our lives in many ways. And it's just different. There's a different strata of what one did or what didn't do that was being on a network show and those sorts of things. But it's, the opportunities, they're pretty much endless. I mean, lots of people have built careers just on social media alone, as we know.
Exactly. So people can check out, check out Queen and Knives. Where's the best place people can check that out?
Anywhere. It's on demand everywhere. My suggestion is it's definitely on Apple TV, but Google Queen of Knives and you can pick one. Pick the one that works best for your viewing needs.
Fantastic. And then I guess any other projects going on that you would like to talk about that are coming up for you?
Well, I have two things that are going on. Actually, I'll be in LA next week. We're doing Gene, my co-star, is going around the country doing theater screenings and question and answer sessions of Queen of Knives. And we're going to be in Santa Monica in LA next week, Friday the 10th at the Lemley Theater Center. Screening the film, and Gene and I are doing a question and answer session afterwards, so I hope that people come and see us do that. And I'm about to roll out a big new home design project called Hope Pond, which is something I do in my other parts of my life. So I hope people will follow that at Mel Harris 56.
Oh, we definitely, you definitely will. What do you would like to say to your fans, especially fans of 30-something that have not heard from you in a while, and now they go and check this out and they see this interview?
Come along, join us, stay with us. If you have comments, I'd love to hear from you. You guys are great, and I appreciate you being there.
It's amazing how shows live on and on. We appreciate, Mel, you coming by, and thanks for stopping by, and best of luck to you.
Pleasure. Thanks so much, Neil. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.